101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by your CFRC News Collective, Ara McCauley, Jesse Bell, and Jenny Hinch. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcasts, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Ara McCauley, and here are your local news headlines. On June 22nd, Aalto President and CEO Martin Imbleau released the What We Heard report alongside Stephen McKinnon, Minister of Transport and the leader of the government in the House of Commons. The report, which was published online and delivered at a press conference in Kingston, took into account public feedback gathered during the first phase of Aalto High Speed Rail's consultation process, including conversations with Indigenous communities along the Toronto-Quebec City corridor and concerns from agricultural producers, landowners, and rural communities related to impacts on and access to rural property.
Over 100 days between January and April, we conducted consultations to deepen our understanding of the corridor. We made a deliberate decision to engage early and before key decisions were made. That means that we did not have all the answers. We wanted to meet people and to listen first. We did not want to show up with a predetermined alignment. It could have been faster, but it would not have been appropriate for what comes next. 10,000 people attended the open houses, Minister said it, 300,000 people online, that is historical. We also conducted meetings with the Indigenous communities. We had meetings with 30 of the communities, and what we did was a critical step. And throughout the first consultation period, a few key themes arised consistently. Of course, land acquisition, protection of agricultural land, environmental impacts, quality of life, and these concerns will directly inform the next phase of our planning. Agricultural land was our major focus. At the end of April, very recently, we put our commitment on paper. First, we want to minimize the impact. We want to prioritize the agreements from a willing seller, willing buyer with the farmers, provide a fair compensation, and ensure access will be maintained while supporting long-term productivity of the farmers.
Minister McKinnon had this to say.
We have heard how popular this project is, but also about important considerations, and yes, concerns that many Canadians have. And I want to acknowledge those concerns. I want to acknowledge those fears. I want to say to those who are in the agricultural sector, those who own land, we understand. I come from a farming family myself. We understand how attached people are to their farms, to their land, to their heritage, to their legacy. And I have directed Aalto to proceed with extreme sensitivity, to respectfully deal with landowners who will end up along this route, this 60 meter wide corridor that has to, in most cases, travel in a straight line because high speed rail does not like curves. But we will proceed with the least possible impact on people's properties, with the least possible and least intrusive impact possible on our natural environment, and Canadians want us to do that as well. We will not cut corners when it comes to respect. We will not cut corners when it comes to sensitivity.
Following a review of the report, Minister McKinnon directed Aalto to develop a plan to assess a southern route option between Peterborough and Ottawa that included a potential stop in Kingston with via rail service integration.
But one of the other things that has become very clear to us, hence our presence here today, is how strongly the people of Kingston and this area feel about being included. And today, I'm pleased to be able to say, we heard you. We also heard from those in Cornwall, in Gananoque, Napanee, in Belleville, Trenton, Cobourg, Port Hope, and yes, even Oshawa, who also want to be connected to this incredible network. So we are formally asking Aalto to develop a plan to assess a southern route option between Peterborough and Ottawa that includes a stop in Kingston that would interconnect, yes, interconnect with Via Rail services, subject to technical feasibility and project requirement.
The plea for Kingston was consistent, strategic, well-organized, and definitely preliminary analysis showed that a stop in Kingston could have a positive impact on ridership. And as the minister said it, a big portion of the population would be within 20, 25 minutes of a train station, which will be transformational.
Mayor Patterson was on hand to share his enthusiasm for the project as well.
We, of course, are very encouraged and excited by the potential to have a high-speed rail stop here in Kingston, and very excited by the potential to be able to have a hub that would link in with Via Rail, being able to connect this entire region, the province and beyond, with both conventional and high-speed rail. There's been a lot of conversation about high-speed rail, obviously in our community and across the region over the last number of months, and I think of particularly one comment that a resident shared with me, that he'd done the numbers and he said, you know, that on a per capita basis, the Kingston is probably the most successful rail-oriented community in the entire country. And I think it's very fitting and exciting that Kingston can, and I think very much should, play a role in the future of what that rail infrastructure should look like. Whatever is going to be built to improve rail infrastructure, we want to be a part of it and we want to help support it. As has already been said, we have so many national and regional institutions here in Kingston: Queen's University, Royal Military College, St. Lawrence College, we have Kingston Health Sciences Center, we have CFB Kingston, and of course a diverse and growing private sector as well. And so it's never been more important for our community, for people to be able to get to and from here and across the region. And we think that this is a really positive and encouraging step forward on that front.
Kingston City Council has since signed a non-disclosure agreement, NDA, with Aalto as part of the development of the high-speed rail line through the region, which has sparked concerns with the Aalto HSR Citizen Research Initiative, who had petitioned the city not to sign the agreement and is now saying, quote, "The objection is not that confidential material was shared confidentially. It is that information was withheld until silence was promised, that access to the facts was made conditional on a commitment not to use them. It is now on the city's own account, a description of Kingston." A city spokesperson explained that the NDA applies to all city staff and councillors and was needed for the city to receive any technical information from Aalto. The Citizen Research Initiative rejected this claim, noting that the bargain Kingston accepted, silence in exchange for information, was offered on the premise that there was no alternative. Two neighboring counties declined it, and one of them proceeded to put the promoter's own material on the public record. The alternative existed, and Kingston did not take it, and it is not explained why. The counties referenced are Stormont, Dundas, Glengarry, and United Counties of Prescott and Russell, whose councils turned down the requests in June and May, respectively. Last week, Transport Action Canada, a nonprofit citizen-based organization that promotes sustainable transport and functions as a consumer-based advocacy group, sent a letter to Minister McKinnon and issued a press release outlining their support for the Kingston stop, with some concerns. In their press release, TAC notes that it has had a decades-long history of advocating for high-speed rail in the Quebec-Windsor corridor, including providing input on various proposals that have preceded Aalto. While pleased with the concept in principle, TAC says they are cautious about fully endorsing the project unless the stop in Kingston is closely integrated with the existing Via Rail station, arguing a stop at the proposed southern alignment, a 25 to 30-minute drive north of Kingston, would significantly harm the high-speed rail's ability to connect effectively with Via Rail services. According to Aalto, it is expected that the high-speed rail would reduce travel times between Kingston and Toronto to approximately 90 minutes. Current travel times on Via Rail range from 2 hours and 19 minutes to 2 hours and 45 minutes. Aalto states that inclusion on their HSR route would establish Kingston as a key regional mobility hub, improving connections and placing up to 80% of residents between Peterborough and Ottawa within a 25-minute drive of a station. According to a city council report that was sent to the minister to plead Kingston's case for the stop on the route, Kingston is Via Rail's fourth busiest station.
Plus, between St. Lawrence, Queens, and RMC, you have an additional 35,000 students who regularly travel back and forth to other cities. And you're already a hub for regional connectivity with the fourth busiest Via Rail station in Canada. I was amazed to read that statistic. One that serves as a key anchor in a proven and robust rail culture.
While connections with Via Rail services are considered integral to the high-speed rail's successful integration into the public transport landscape by Transport Action Canada, they flagged Via Rail's poor track record for on-time services, which they argue must be addressed if the government wants to instill confidence in constituents that Alto can meet its service goals. They call for improvements to the current regulatory and operational framework governing access to Metrolinx, a Government of Ontario agency created to improve the coordination and integration of transportation in the GTA and Hamilton, and CN infrastructure, as well as clear federal leadership to address persistent dispatching delays, infrastructure bottlenecks, and access arrangements. It is quite hard, they say, to make a competitive connection when one service can regularly be expected to be 30-plus minutes late. According to a quarterly report released by Via Rail in 2025, on-time performance fell sharply from 72% in Q1 2024 to just 30% in the first quarter of 2025, something they blamed on what they called arbitrary operational restrictions imposed by CN Rail in the Quebec City to Windsor corridor, leading to longer travel times and reduced service reliability. Transport Action Canada says it remains optimistic and broadly supportive of the project and hopes that, much like in the case of a Kingston stop, the government remains open to constructive input to deliver a much-needed service to Canadians.
We do not approach this work with anything other than a lot of respect for the work that needs to get done, for overcoming the doubts that people may have, but also to continue building the great excitement that Canada can be a home for high-speed rail, something we arguably should have done decades ago, but we are beginning in earnest today.
That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Desk.
This is part five of your OUA football season preview, brought to you by CFRC Power Plays. We have finally reached the playoff tier of OUA teams, and we are looking at the Ottawa GGs. And I'll be honest, everybody seemed to buy into the Ottawa hype but me. They cruised to a 2-0 start before being smacked down by Western. To the team's credit, they rebounded to upend Guelph in what I think was a pretty big upset, 30-23, moving them to 3-1 on the season. They gave Laurier their best game of the regular season, losing 30-24 on a failed goal line play, so they came within inches of upsetting the defending champs. That game took a lot out of the GGs, both physically and mentally, because they went on a bit of a skid afterwards with a shocking loss to Carleton in the Panda Bowl before another narrow loss, this time to Windsor, which came about in almost the exact same way they lost to Laurier, a failed final minute play. The GGs escaped Toronto with a 23-16 win to clinch a playoff spot, and then, in an eerily similar replay to their regular season game against Windsor, Ottawa had a chance to win it late, but quarterback Josh Jansen threw a costly interception to end their season. Let's take a closer look at Ottawa's 2025 stats. They finished 8th in points for with 204, which is about 25.5 points per game. They finished 7th in total yards with 3,147. They finished 4th in passing yards with 2,535. They finished 10th in rushing yards with 807, just a hair over 100 per game. They lived and died by the pass all season long. Their defense was excellent in 2025. They were 4th in total points, giving up 203, which is about 25.4 points per game. Remember, they scored 25.5, just to give you an idea of how competitive this team could be. They were 3rd in pass yards allowed per game at 243.8, 5th in rush yards allowed per game at 146, finishing 3rd overall in total yards allowed per game. So this defense was excellent all season long. Their point differential, plus 1, which was good enough for 5th in the conference. So they finished with one more point scored than allowed, which I think is just kind of very funny. Let's take a look at their record over the last 5 seasons. 2021, they finished 3-3. 2022, they had their best season in quite some time, going 6-2, only for it to end the same way it did in 2021 with a playoff loss to the Queens Gales. 2023, 4-4 is their record with a playoff loss to the Queens Gales. 2024, 4-4 is their record. 2025, 4-4 is their record. They have not made it out of the OUA quarterfinals since 2022. Let's talk about their 2026 outlook. And I'll be honest with you, until Ottawa wins a big game, I just can't believe in this team fully. Even when they were 6-2 back in 2022, they talked a lot of smack, but crumbled in the crunch against Western and Queens. Since then, we've seen some great things from the GGs, especially on defense, but they have managed to shoot themselves in the foot when it mattered most. Costly interceptions 2023, 2024, and 2025. It has been killing them over those last 3 years. I will be doubting, maybe underrating Ottawa until I'm given a reason not to. So looking at their schedule, I have them winning against Waterloo, Toronto, and York, but I have them losing to Laurier, Guelph, Queens, Carleton, and Western. It'll be a toss-up between them and McMaster for the final playoff spot, but I do think Ottawa will get that last spot thanks to their outstanding defense. It's always a strong unit, and I think that will be the same in 2026, but I have them finishing 3-5, finishing 7th in the OUA, getting that final playoff spot. This is Jesse Bell with your City of Kingston traffic report. Cranbrook Street from Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is closed for pedestrian improvements. The intersection of Toronto Street and Park Street will be closed daily for the installation of an all-way stop by a city contractor. Earl Street from Collingwood Street to Victoria will be closed July 27th to July 30th for manhole repair. Princess Street from Bagot to Ontario will be closed all day on Saturday, August 1st for the Princess Street Promenade. Wright Crescent at Palace Road is closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features on Wright Crescent. Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. This work will improve road condition, accessibility, and safety for all road users, including students, families, and local residents. The City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are still in the midst of a major reconstruction of Princess Street. This infrastructure project provides upgrades to underground and above-ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrians and cyclists. Berry Street to Queen is still closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. And Bath Road from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Ave. Expect delays for the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. The city is installing IPS at several locations to make it easier and safer for pedestrians to cross busy roads. Signals are being installed at Bath Road and LaFleur Park, Concession Street at Kings Court Avenue, and Stephen Street at Patrick Street. This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Wednesday, July 29th, 23 is your high with more rain in the forecast and 84% chance of precipitation, dropping down to 16 overnight. Thursday, July 30th, 24 degrees with cloudy conditions and a 55% chance of precipitation is your forecast, dropping down to 16 overnight. Friday, July 31st, the last day of the month of July, looks like a beautiful one here in Kingston. 27 is your high, feeling closer to 32, with lots of bright sunshine, a UV index of 9. Saturday, August 1st, 26 degrees is your high, with a mix of sun and cloud, looks like a beautiful day to take in the Princess Street Promenade. Make sure you stop off and say hello to CFRC, we will have a booth there on Princess Street. Sunday, August 2nd, 25 degrees is your high with a 60% chance of precipitation, including a thunderstorm risk in the afternoon. And kicking off the start of next week, Monday, August 3rd, 26 is your high with a 55% chance of rain.
Hello, Kingston, and welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Jenny. And this is your weekly events and concerts calendar brought to you by Flying V Productions. Whether you're looking for live music, community events, workshops, markets, or family-friendly fun, there is lots happening around Kingston this week, so let's get into it. Wednesday features the United Way's Mega Bike Community Ride, a lunch and learns at Cultivate Arts Commons, silent reading, the Solar Punk Writing Lab, games in the square, and a free screening of Guardians of the Galaxy in Springer Market Square. Music includes Sam Wood at the Bank Gastro Bar, Sean McCollin at the Coven, Christopher Jackson at Creekside Bar, Taylor Donaldson Orchestra at the City Hall Amphitheater, plus open mic nights at both Time Out Bar and Hotel Wolf Island. On Thursday, browse the Kingston Public Market, enjoy stories in the square, and bring your own craft or an Indigenous beadwork workshop at the Central Library. You can also catch a free screening of The Wedding Singer or head to the Queen's Family Night at Elbow Lake. Live music includes Will Spence, Taryn McKenna, and Vince DeBeal, David James Allen and the Growing Machine, Barn Swallow, J.S. Miller, and The Hideaways. Friday includes meditation in the gallery, Spanish conversation sessions, and Kicking It Country at City Hall Amphitheater. Music highlights include King of Swingers at the Cove Inn, Courtney Kane, Three's Company at Spearhead Brewing, Kristen St. Pierre at the Waterfront Concert Series, Christopher Jackson, Painted Moons, Bon Evans, and Chump Worsley at the Toucan. Heading into Saturday, don't miss the Princess Street Promenade, the Montreal Street Vintage Market, and the Mini Market Series, Chef Dimon's Saturday Sessions, and the KFPL's Emancipation Day programming. Live music includes Jeff Callery at the Cove Inn, the Blue Skies Music Festival, the Waterfront Concert Series, Indian Classic Music at the Sphere, and Dr. Bombay at the Turnanog. Wrapping things up Sunday, the Memorial Center Farmers Market returns alongside yoga in Battery Park and jazz brunch at Dog Black Dog. Music includes Scotty and the Naughties, John McLurg, Head Over Heels at the Cove Inn, and the Blue Skies Music Festival Day 2. That is your weekly events and concerts calendar for July 27th through August 2nd. For more information on any of these events, visit the CFRC website and keep it locked right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. The events calendar is brought to you by Flying V Productions, bringing live theater, comedy, and unforgettable entertainment to audiences across Kingston. I'm Jenny. Thanks for listening and have a great week, Kingston.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and listen on the go, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present 17, local artist Danny Tessa's debut single. Written 2 years ago after applying to university, the song reflects a period of uncertainty and conflicting emotions about leaving home and starting a new chapter. Through the writing process, Danny came to an important realization: no one has all of life's answers, and that's totally okay. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Danny Tessa's 17 on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
At 17, I thought I'd know everything. Still, I don't know anything at all. Right now, I can't tell you where I'm headed. Don't know where I will end up in the fall. Half of my heart is telling me to leave. The other half is hoping that I'll stay. Maybe that's because I'm scared to move on. Maybe I'm just afraid of change. Everything around me feels brand new. I know that no one you. Everything is slipping through my fingers. Feels like I am running out of time. Staring at the ceiling, talking to my guitar. I can't always find the words, but I still try. Friendships changing faster than the seasons. They never say they wanna leave, but they still go. Everyone around me is growing up and moving out. It feels like they know something that I don't. Always told my younger self the older me would figure it out, but right now nothing's making any sense. Every day is push and pull when I don't know why my future holds. And that's a feeling that I can't forget.
Swing, swang, swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last 3 decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years of Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.
A word that gets used a lot at a radio station is the verb broadcast, as in to broadcast. Ever wonder about the past and future tenses of that word? Are you tempted to say, I broadcasted my show, or my show will be broadcasted? Well, actually, most standard English dictionaries say that the past and future tenses of the word broadcast are exactly that, broadcast and not broadcasted. So, if in doubt, it's probably okay to say broadcasted, and there are a couple of dictionaries that allow for that, but you're probably safest saying, I have broadcast my show. You're listening to A Gramophone with Daniel Wolf.
So they tell me, I can't recall who said it. I never read it.
Colon cancer is the number 2 killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Featuring the latest songs from artists in Canada and from around the world.
Hosted by DJs from coast to coast to coast.
30 minutes of Canada's newest music downloaded exclusively from the Earshot's digital distribution system.
You're listening to Earshot Daily.
Hello, welcome to Earshot Daily. I'm your host, Dan Politano from Victoria, BC. Alanis Sterling is a non-binary singer-songwriter from Ottawa whose journey to music came early in life as a way to cope with trauma and mental health issues growing up. Their melodic originality, lyrical depth, and voice reminiscence of greats as Adele, Amy Winehouse, Christina Aguilera, and Alanis Morissette put Alanis in a world class of their own. Their ability to convey deep, powerful emotions and their message of healing are beacons of hope for a world that is suffering. The song is called Death to the Old Love.
Crave change, but simultaneously pray that things stay the same. I'm stuck in my old ways, and there's nothing they can do or say. They say, take one day at a time, I'm losing my mind, just like a prison cell. I've never been to jail, but I have died, I swear the ups in hell. I was survived, I survived, now I'm alive, but I'm not well. The stories that you know, and the tales that I will never tell. Trapped inside my feelings, try to exercise my demons. Spent 1,000 hours of therapy, but they still come right back to me. There's certain things you can't unsee, certain wounds you cannot heal. Right now, I don't wanna feel.
I fell in love with the hurt, lost my self-worth, settled for less than I deserve. I'm not a perfect person, I'm still learning, I am worthy of so much more.
My music is my diary, yeah. My story is my poetry, My life is like a movie. I play the leading role, but I'm also the director, screaming at the talent, do it again, but this time do it better, yeah. You'll never get to me, cause you can never be as hard on me as I am on myself. I take the easy way out, drown my sorrows with the bottle, hit the white to fade the black, always going forward, right until I start to wobble. I'm no role model, life became a horror novel. I go back to the water. The only fucking place I found peace was in the shower. Made it 42 days and I counted every hour while I'm eating and I'm fighting all these feelings with my writing. It only does so much cause there's one thing with more power inviting me, something bright and shiny, exciting. Yeah, 6 weeks clean, just come home in no D. Back to the old me, my homie Tommy, held my head while I seized. If it weren't for Dean, my status would be R.I.P.
I fell in lost my self-worth, settled for less than I deserve. I'm not a perfect person, I'm still learning, I am worthy of so much more.
Save it all for later, something to look forward to, becoming something greater. Let this be a lesson, if you're suffering from depression, help is out there, you just need to ask the question.
Ooh, death to the old love, the only one I've ever heard of, the one that hurts, the one I've known, the one that's so hard.
before I break.
This is Canada's Music.
Earshot Daily.
That was S Club 7 by Moonbean, an electronic duo based in Ontario. Grace Chang is a Vancouver-based guitarist and producer who specializes in pop music production. As a second-generation Chinese-Canadian, Grace grew up with a two-fold cultural identity that was often in tension. Perfection was and still is an unforgiving standard and a ghost to be chased. Grace played classical piano at a young age, then took a hiatus from music until picking up the guitar during her college years. It wasn't until her late 20s that she allowed herself to express repression, emotional truths, and songwriting. This is her song, Cold in Toronto.
How am I supposed to get to where I want to? If you're trying to keep me depending on you. It's cold in Toronto. It's getting right to my bones. With each minute that passes, it gets harder to let go. Don't wish me the best, pull me into your mess. Deep down you don't wanna see this through. Hey, I'm rooted inside the maze of your mind. Oh,
was meant to be.
Earshot Daily. Daily.
Give it time, give me strength. I need you by my side. These thoughts are in my head. You gave me love. So confusing. I want you.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Earshot Daily. I'm your host, Dan Politano, and that last song was my song called Confusing. If you'd like more information on me, you can visit me online at danpolitano.com. I also host the Dad Life podcast if you want to check that out on any podcast platform. If you're an artist and you want to get a chance to get on this show, or if you're a broadcaster and want to host, check out earshot-distro.ca for more information. Matt Iris is a Toronto-based garage band formed in 2023 by four early 20s artists. Their music pivots between genres like noise rock, punk, shoegaze, and grunge, plucking sounds from 90s bands like Sonic Youth, Eric's Trip, Pixies, and The Breeders. On stage, they trade instruments between songs, taking turns in the lead with infectious chemistry and collaboration. In the span of 8 months, Matt Iris self-distributed four releases, Tip City, Name Tag, Under the Bed, and Check. The band is currently working in collaboration with United Masters on their debut self-titled album, a seven-track alternative rock record that teeters between soft and loud, pretty and dirty. The song is called Check.
Music from Earshot's digital distribution system.
Sitting on the sofa, manifesting you right next to me. I'm a dreamer, a believer, and I wanna believe that you can see. Don't wanna feel like a little kid.
Can you hear me? Hear me? Can you hear me?
I wanna show you how proud and bold and smart and confident I am. And how down, how low I'd go for you. Just how much I'd care, baby. Do you care for me too? Oh,
tell me that it's coming soon. Tell me that you want me to. I'll tell you that I'm here for you. If you tell me that it's coming soon, tell me that it's coming soon. Impatient pacing around my room. The only one I want is you. Baby, do you want me to?
Don't wanna be a beggar. Don't wanna be a burden. Just wanna hold you tighter. If you'd only let that. Seeing more signs lately. Could this really happen? Could you tell me that it's coming soon? Tell me that you want me to. I'll tell you that I'm here for you. If you tell me that it's coming soon. I think that it's coming soon. Growing tired of waiting. Ooh, you know that I'm here for you. Can you be there for me too? That it's coming soon.
That was Coming Soon by Marina Pereno. She's an emerging artist from Richmond Hill, Ontario. Determined from the age of 4, she played acoustic guitar, ukulele, and keyboards while finding her voice. I got time to play one more song. Tone Shifter is a Saskatchewan-born songwriter, musician, and producer. The song is called I'm a Needle.
Yeah.
Well, that's all for this edition of Earshot Daily. I'm your host, Dan Politano. We hope you've enjoyed this show. We'll be back tomorrow with another half hour of brand new material from all across the country here on the Earshot Daily Show. To provide feedback, send us an email at earshotdaily@ncra.ca.
You've been listening to the Earshot Daily,
heard across the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
For more information, visit earshot-distro.ca and support community radio at ncra.ca.
Until tomorrow, or Monday if it's Friday.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at huntingtonsociety.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, July 29th. Hi, I'm Skylar James, your host of Trail Mix, bringing you summer songs all season long. I'm at the cottage, and I'm with buds. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Who are you talking to? There's
you.
No one else here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And we have put together a playlist for you, and oh boy, is it a mix. We're going to start off with a song suggested by my bud, True. Say hi, True.
Hi.
What better way to start off a summer playlist than...